Let's talk about the energy sappers, the energy vampires for a moment. Those who maybe aren't aware that they're doing this. And then let me ask you about those who are aware of what they do, because they do it by their deeds and their actions. Those people, for example, Judith, who go into a room and people have to get away from them.
Right.
We all know who they are. We've had experiences with them. There's generally, they're nice people. They just don't know they're doing this. They walk into a crowd and all of a sudden people kind of mingle another way. They walk away from this person and there's that person standing there by themselves or probably has had a mediocre relationship and it doesn't seem to work. Why don't they know that this is happening to them? Or what do they say about themselves?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I get a lot of emails from people who say, well, you talk a lot about energy vampires, but what if I am one? What do I do about it? And so sometimes people are aware of it, that they drain others. And I applaud those people, you know, because once you realize that you do it, you could change it, and you could work on changing it. But most vampires aren't aware of what they're doing, because they're just not conscious of it. And I believe that what causes a vampire is an early childhood wound of the subtle energy field, that something nicks it. And it could be violence that happened in the home or just neglect or alcoholism. It could be something, but it just nicks the subtle energy field, so there's a leak all the time. And they don't know this, and subconsciously they reach out to others and they suck on other people's energy fields just to feel better, but they could never fill their energy because there's a hole in their field. And until they can sew it up again with some kind of healing work, then they're going to constantly be empty, going on empty, as opposed to other people who feel full. There's certain fullness, a certain amount of time with people, and you feel full. You don't have the need to keep having more experiences or meeting more people and sucking from them. And
are the energy vampires unhappy people?
Yes, I would say on the whole that they are unhappy. There are a number of different kinds that I go through, and you know, sometimes people just go right to that chapter. It's chapter 9, and they don't read the rest of the book because they want to know what is happening with
energy. They want to know, is that me?
Yeah, is that me? Or if it's not me, then is it someone in my life, and what can I do about them?
Yeah.
Because it's a huge medical problem, energy vampires. People come into my office exhausted and depressed, and a lot of times it's simply from the energy vampires in their life. And so most of the vampires don't know what they're doing. They're unconscious of it. For instance, one type of vampire is someone who's a constant talker or joke teller, and you go to a party and they're like constantly talking. You can't get a word in edgewise, and they don't take a breath. You know, just that.
Oh, yeah, we've seen that.
Yeah, but just that seemingly benign activity can suck the energy right out of you.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
And most people won't say anything. They'll stand there forever with a raving maniac or an energy vampire, and they won't say anything because they're afraid of offending people.
Why is it that an energy vampire, though, will find themselves attracted, and I don't mean in a romantic sense, but attracted to, almost like a magnet, to people who give off a lot of energy? It's amazing how they just surround that person.
Yes. Well, they can sense it. They're experts at sensing positive energy, and they go right towards it. It's like a feeding frenzy. They go right towards it. They don't think about it that way. It's more of an intuitive, instinctive thing. And they move towards the positive energy so they can suck it dry. And those people who are giving it off probably aren't aware they're being sucked dry, but maybe they are. Hopefully, you know, after this, you know, more people will be aware of when this happens. It's on an invisible level. What a vampire does is like an invisible tendril goes out from their energy field onto another, and it penetrates it and starts sucking it. That's what I see as an intuitive.
And over what period of time, let's say at a party, will this vampire just ruin the event for that other person? You know, person comes in bubbly, having a great time, and all of a sudden, by the end of the party, they're exhausted. They want to go home. It's over.
Oh, yes. Well, sometimes it can happen in a matter of seconds.
That fast?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sometimes it takes a while, but if the vampire is expert, it goes right in there for the kill, and it knows exactly what to do. And suddenly you start feeling kind of nauseous or sick or like you have the flu, and you question yourself, because here's this person. They might look nice. See, that's the thing.
Yeah.
They might seem perfectly fine on the outside, but intuitively and energetically, they aren't perfectly fine.
Does the vampire feel better after he does that to the person with the energy?
Oh, yeah.
They do.
Oh, absolutely. Temporarily.
But they're still negative people, though, right?
Oh, they're still negative people, and they can't hold the positive energy because they have a leak. And so it just leaves them. And so the person is victimized, the one with the positive energy, and the one who does the draining needs to go on again to the next one in parties. Frequently, they go from one to the next.
Meanwhile, all these people with energy are getting wiped out.
Yeah, they're dropping like flies.
No, but and you're right. They do have some kind of a leak in their system where the energy just comes right from the one who's positive, right through the vampire. I mean, they don't retain it, do they?
Exactly. No, they don't retain it. That's the thing. They have to go on to the next one and the next one. And that's the way they lead their lives. And so we have to know what to do when that happens. I think people question themselves. Certainly my patients who don't know a lot about energy at first, you know, think it's them. You know, they blame themselves or they think that they're not feeling well or they're not interacting right or something, which isn't so. And it has to do with just trusting. This is an energy vampire. I need to get out of here as fast as I can.